Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Liz Pfister. I'm joined this evening by DC Love, and we are missing Mary Hernandez. She had some, I forget what she was doing, I think taking a class this evening. So we will be missing her, but how are you this evening, DC?
Well, I'm alive. Thankfully. Yeah, it's just a little crazy. Mercury has been really crazy, you know. So, but I'm still here.
Yeah.
You're still here. And, you know, we're going to keep going forward, Liz.
Absolutely. You and I were just talking before we came on about Mercury retrograde, and it's been a little bit more wacky than normal.
Yeah, it really has.
It really has. Definitely
goodness.
Talking to patients.
That's an understatement, yep.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, we're just not even going to deal with that tonight. You know, we're not during the show at least. It's not allowed.
This is our happy
we're not
place.
Going there.
Right.
Definitely. Oh, my
place,
goodness.
Right? Oh.
Yeah, well, Liz, you know what I have to ask you? Please say a little bit about yourself and then Mary. But I think before you do that, do you have a ball with you?
I do. And I'm
I think maybe we'll do the
ball from now on. Yeah, we definitely need the ball. So I'm going to be doing the heart from now on because, or for a little while, you know, with everything going on in the world,
that's awesome.
We all just need more love, right? More love, more joy,
oh
more
my gosh.
Compassion.
That sounds like a, really does. That sounds wonderful.
So let's get started with this. So everybody plant your feet on the ground. Take a couple deep cleansing breaths in through your nose, letting them out through your mouth. Really get rid of all that stagnant air from the day. Take yourself a little break here for a couple minutes as I play the tone of the heart chakra and bring a little more love into the world.
Wow. Thank you. That was amazing.
You're welcome. I feel much more connected now. And
yes. Oh, my goodness.
And
yes, that truly did it. Goodness. Well, you know, let's let everybody know a little bit about you, and don't forget about that amazing card deck that you created.
Oh, yes. So I'm Liz Pfister. I am a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. I know a little bit about a lot of things. I love studying the spiritual and metaphysical. I'm never too eager to stop learning. I love to take classes on everything and anything. So I'm a Reiki healer, an intuitive meditation coach, a spiritual coach. I've created my own inspiration deck. It's called Daily Wisdom. And you can find that on my website. I also am a proud owner of a holistic center here in my home where we do all kinds of things. We offer all kinds of spiritual classes, meditations, healings, all kinds of things. So I'm excited about that because that's a newer venture for me. And now it's been a year and a half that I've been on Blog Talk with DC and Mary as well. So that's just quite the little bit about me.
That's beautiful, everything you do. And Liz, you know what, you have to mention to everybody, you had put in little Herkimer, like diamonds, with your card deck, and you gave the beautiful marker that's erasable and everything. Tell them about the what you send with that, because I've never seen anything like that.
So when you order my inspiration cards, the idea behind the card deck was a little bit, I wanted simple messages to like be pick-me-ups or reminders of being a good person, good character and stuff. So the little messages on there are good for anyone of all ages. And I have in the bag when you order the card deck a dry erase marker and a little note that tells you one of the ways you can use the messages to bring some, you know, positivity into your day, into your family, whatever's going on, is write the message on your mirror with a dry erase marker. And then you can leave it up there for a week, for a day. I had a funny story with my family. I was writing these messages on our bathroom mirror, and I knew, I have a teenage son and my boyfriend, and I knew they were seeing the messages because you couldn't avoid them. But no one was saying anything. It was a couple of days. And then one day I come out of the bathroom at the end of our hall. We had a dry erase whiteboard, and somebody had written a response to my message on the mirror. And I jumped up and down, and I said, "You are reading my messages." If you really need help with affirmations and stuff, it's a great tool to do that, write the messages on the mirror, because even if you're not saying them out loud, you're reading them, you're seeing them. So again, even if your family isn't reading them out loud or acknowledging them, they're seeing them. They can't avoid them. So they're absorbing that message. And our words are so powerful.
And they are
so
beautiful.
Something positive,
they're absolutely
in your day.
Beautiful, beautiful, powerful messages. They're absolutely beautiful.
And then the Herkimer Diamonds were, I'm from upstate New York. I live in upstate New York, and I'm about an hour and a half from the only place in the world where you can get Herkimer Diamonds, the Herkimer Diamond Mine. So my friends and I go up there mining for Herkimers, and so in everyone's bag I included a Herkimer that I had dug myself. So they're kind of special because you, you know, you're the second human being on the planet to ever touch them once you receive them, which is kind of unique. And you buy stones in stores,
that
and
is.
Going through all kinds of hands and shipping, so you don't always get that.
No, not the personal, you know, not the personal touch that you offer. You know, they are really, really beautiful.
Yeah,
and
very unique.
What they are, aren't they, like they're like a double terminated quartz?
Yeah, so
is a
diamond. They're quartz crystals essentially, but they are the only ones that grow double terminated, which means they have a point at both ends, and they're the clearest quartz anywhere in the world. So
yeah.
That's what makes
and
them
they,
super unique.
You know what? And you putting in with your card deck, it helps to just like connect with, you know, with the higher astral realms, and you could really feel the energy of those beautiful, beautiful, you know, Herkimer diamonds.
Yeah, because Herkimers are they're an
they're absolutely
stone,
beautiful,
right? They connect you.
Yeah,
yeah,
yep.
So they're
you know you not only
unique.
Are you giving, you know, these beautiful cards, but these beautiful little, you know, Herkimer diamonds could help everyone on their spiritual path as well.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, this is one of the things about Herkimers, if you ever read about them. When Princess Kate and William got married, she wore her necklace was Herkimer diamond. So that's
wow.
An interesting fact. Yeah.
That is so. Absolutely wonderful. Wow.
Yeah.
She must have loved the energy, too. I love the energy of the Herkimer diamonds.
Yeah. They're to go up there and mine, it's just an amazing place. It's such, you know,
wow.
The vibration of the earth. It's just
unreal. Oh, my goodness.
Everyone's
I can imagine.
So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. Everyone's so relaxed
wow.
and laid back, and they're just having a good time and enjoying things. And, it's magic.
That's absolutely beautiful. My goodness.
Uh-oh. Gosh, it makes me want to go now. But it's a little chilly here.
Well, come and get me if you're going road trip.
So let me share about our co-host, Mary, who's not with us this evening. Mary Hernandez is an intuitive empath with the abilities to communicate with spirit. She works with a wide variety of card decks to bring messages through from spirit and the angels. And she's also a Reiki healer. She does private readings and offers several different options. She's also offering numerology now, which is very cool. And one of the benefits of numerology is that you can uncover your destiny and life purpose, which is really neat. If you have the opportunity to get a reading with her, it's very enlightening. Yeah, and so if you'd like to book a reading with her, you can now do that through her new web, the angelwithin.com, or you can send her an email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com, and you can find her on Instagram and Facebook as well. And how about you, Dee?
Yeah, really amazing. Well, you know what, I'm just going to give a little bit about me. I'm a small medium at large. A spiritual jack of all trades. Ginger says, tell the mom that you're a telephone, you know, to the divine, and I help others connect. And I'm part of the God Squad, so that's what Ginger is saying. That works for tonight. But I have to say, I blew a fuse earlier. Here's why I blew a fuse, I think, Liz. I have a little message.
Uh-oh.
And I think that's what the energy was too much, and it just, I heard a big, like, puff, and I saw a big black billowing cloud of smoke around me.
Oh, boy.
So here's the message. It was like 5 minutes before we connected, I heard, "Blessed are the cracked, for they shall let the light in." And I'm like, who's saying that? It's me, Joan Rivers, of course. Can we talk? Life seems a little crazy right now, ladies. Make sure you're taking your vitamins. I like to take mine with wine, of course. Well, Joan, I always preferred vodka with mine, especially with my meals and when you're eating processed meat. I tried to stay away from anything green. And, of course, that was Betty White, and she was responding to Joan. And she's saying, you know, even though life is hard right now, it is still precious. And Joan is saying, yes, Betty, I agree, it is. And then Betty says, you know what? I always felt like my gut feelings were my guardian angels, and they were guiding me, as well as my furry little friends. And Joan said, yes, I agree with that, too. And then Joan says to Betty, oh, look who's here, Betty. It's Meatloaf. Meatloaf? I didn't order meatloaf. I ordered hot dogs for dinner. And where's my vodka? No, I'm talking about the singer-actor, as well as he being a best-selling musical artist. Yes, hi, everyone. It's me, Meatloaf. My dad named me Meat, and I stepped on my coach's foot, and he yelled, you hunk of meatloaf, and it sort of stuck. This is a really cool show, ladies. I've been listening to your replays. Joan has got me hooked. It's better than karaoke bars. They're the devil's workshop. And, ladies, you carry the flame for all to see, the fire and passion of what we all can be. It's really an honor to listen in live, ladies. And then Betty asked me, DC, wasn't his birth name Marvin, and didn't you have a dog named Marvin? Yes, Betty, on both questions, yes. He was born Marvin Lee, and then he changed his name to Michael. Oh, I see. Well, what about your dog, Marvin? Well, this is a little embarrassing. We had adopted a dog, and they said his name was Marvin. And when I took him to the vet said, you know, what dog name? And I said, Marvin. And she said, no, no. And I said, look at lady, I didn't name the dog. That's the dog's name. She goes, no, I like the name Marvin, but it's a girl. So that's when we changed it from Marvin to Ginger. So Meatloaf is laughing with us, I hope, not laughing at me, you know. And he's saying, ladies, I will love you all till the end of time. But right now I'm sorry, you know, that Mary isn't joining in. I've heard so many good things about each of you. But it's going to be a wonderful show, as always, because 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And Betty laughs and replies, you took the words right out of my mouth, Meatloaf. And you ladies are a band of angels. Heaven can wait until this beautiful show, Angel Answers, is over. And Ginger's come running. She's coming in. She's running in. She's saying, for crying out loud, sit down. It's showtime. So that was the little billowing black puff of smoke message.
Well, they took the words right out of my mouth, too, because I was thinking, well, tonight's show isn't bad, then. 2 out of 3.
Well, the crazies came in, like I said, 5 minutes prior to connecting, and like I said, I blew a fuse. I had a big, you know, black cloud of smoke. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is crazy. So they better behave for a little while, I hope, Liz.
Yeah. Well, as I say, you made it here, so we're together. I didn't even panic. I was like, you know what? It's all going to be okay. And I just put it out there, and there you were. 2 minutes
see
before
that?
Time
That's
to go
safe.
On, you came up, and I said, there, see, I didn't even have to stress.
Yeah, no stress, yep.
All right.
Oh, goodness. Well, we still, you know, we're still Mercury retrograde, Liz, and when does that end? I know it's the beginning of February for this cycle.
I think February 3rd, so we have one more show.
3rd, that's, yes, that's what I was hearing, you know, like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, February 3rd.
We'll make it. We made it this.
Yep. Yep, and then we're out of retrograde for a while. I guess no planets will be in retrograde for a few months, which will be nice. It'll be
wow.
Really
we need to break, catch our breath a little bit, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Both be powerful, forward-moving energy for, I think, 3 or 4
yes.
months. So, you know, get ready. Breathe deep the next week and just, you know, we just have to tough it out. And then once we get through it,
oh my
it's
goodness.
All going to be okay. So no freak out now.
I have to ask you, do you have your card deck with you tonight?
I do.
Well, you know, Mira usually reads us, you know, a beautiful message. So can you pick one of your cards and do that as well?
Absolutely. I'd love to. I pulled one last night at my bold meditation, and it was perfect for my day.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, here we go. This is beautiful. No matter what size, shape, or color, every person deserves to be heard. So, you know, we're all important. We all have a voice. We all have something to say. We all have something to share with the world. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to speak. Be kind and listen when someone is speaking. And, you know, you might learn something new. It's not going to hurt you to be kind and listen to someone else's story or to share your own. You know, we all have something powerful to help.
Definitely.
Out.
Yes, that was a beautiful, beautiful message, and so, you know, so needed, too.
Yeah. So I'll post it on the Sacred Embers page after we're done with the show tonight.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's awesome. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you think we should get this show on the road, D.C.? Is the gang all ready?
Yeah, as long as I have the power, huh? I'll be here.
No, Joan and Betty and Meatloaf, you keep it down. Meatloaf's going to have to play acoustic tonight.
yeah, you're not kidding. Oh, my goodness. I can't be like a bat out of hell right now. I have to stay here and stay grounded, so they better help.
That's right. All right. Let's go. Area code 860, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Me, hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa. I'm sorry to bother you guys.
Lisa.
Hi.
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
You're no bother. What question do you have for us?
Oh, we always love hearing from you, honey.
It's my birthday today, and I'm just wondering if...
Oh, happy birthday. My goodness.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's absolutely beautiful. I'm so glad that you called in. Goodness.
Thank you for being.
Okay. Wow. You know, and, you know, speaking of birthdays, we should celebrate every day as if it were our birthday. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah.
Why wait till one day of the year to celebrate this amazing day?
Absolutely.
Okay, so your friend Ginger is coming in, Lisa. And she's saying, Lisa, it's time to look forward. You can't focus on the past. Okay? She's saying, girlfriend, if you could see what I see, you have so many great years ahead of you. It's amazing. And it's time to maybe think about trying something new. And, Lisa, you are so creative. I mean, you make so many beautiful things. And I don't know if you've been thinking about creating anything, you know, because you are very talented, but she's saying, you know, as soon as you start, you know, taking up that, you know, creative art and expressing yourself, that side of you, you know, you're going to see like you're not going to be focusing as much on the good old days. And she's saying, Mom, Lisa is such a beautiful, beautiful lady, and she's very intuitive. And she's showing me like this is going to be a magical birth year for you. Okay? And she's saying, don't be afraid to go where those beautiful ideas take you, Lisa. Okay? I'm getting, you know, she's saying, you know, maybe try to simplify your life maybe a little bit and start by focusing on the things that are most important to you. And I'm hearing the word synchronicities. So the synchronicities are going to guide you forward, Lisa. Okay? So I really do feel like this is a beautiful birth year for you. And Ginger's saying, Lisa, very soon, what you've been asking, you know, something is coming in a very happy way, and I'm hearing very soon. But she's saying, you know, don't hurry, don't rush, and please, most of all, don't worry. just slow down and relax. She's saying, you believe in divine timing, don't you? And, you know, when we talk about divine timing, it just means that things are happening, you know, when they're supposed to, at the perfect time. And, you know, for everyone. And she's saying, you know, she's showing me, you know, like a puzzle. And she's saying, Lisa, the pieces of your puzzle are falling into place. Okay? So she's saying, please don't give up. Keep believing. And you help so many people, and you're so amazing. So has there been anything new that you've been thinking about, Lisa?
Only a divorce.
I couldn't hear you, honey. Only what now?
A divorce.
Okay. Okay, well, okay, so what I'm getting with that is, now have you been, you know, just, that's like a harsh thing. Have you been taking care of you? Because I really feel like, you know, you're not taking care of yourself.
I'm not, because I've given up.
Well, you can never give up. You're too important. Okay? And Ginger's saying, you know what, you've got to be optimistic. She's showing me, like, looking forward, that you are going to be fulfilled in that area of your life, Lisa. And she's saying, you know what, you're such an amazing woman. You've got to, you know, choose to surround yourself with positive people, Lisa. Okay? And I, like I said, please don't give up. Okay? And she's telling, yeah, they're just showing me. She's saying, Mom, she's going to make good life choices and decisions. Okay? And Lisa, you know, you're not doing any of this alone. The angels are with you, and they're helping you with all the changes that are going to be taking place. And everything is going to go according to your divine plan. And you've got to trust now that, you know, everything's going to work out for your highest good. And then you're making room for, you know, beautiful and new experiences in your life, hon.
Thank you.
So you are being guided, and, you know, I see a beautiful divine team with you as you make these major life changes, okay? And I'm just seeing, you know, like new opportunities are coming your way, you know, and there's going to be opportunities in every area of your life. Ginger's showing me, you know, all the areas are going to be wonderful. And she's saying, you know, when you believe and you allow the angels to help you, she's saying, you're going to see that the right doors are going to open for you, Lisa, the ones that are aligned with you and your energy, okay?
Thank you.
I'm getting a letter D. I don't know if that resonates with you. When I get the letter D, it's usually a person. I don't know if it's a first name or possibly like a last name, but I am getting the letter D, Lisa. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, that's the letter to my last name.
Okay. Well, you know what? It is a letter to your last name. But I also, like, I was also hearing maybe even your dad. Your dad is around you. I feel like when he's around, do you maybe, like, smell maybe like an aftershave or something that reminds you of him? Because he's been around you. Okay. Okay. So he has been around you. And he is saying, you know, she smells my presence. Okay? But you also, do you feel his energy and sense that he's with you? Because I do feel that he's, like, he hugs you and he talks to you, Lisa.
I'll have to slow down.
He is with you. And he's saying, you know, I'm with you. And he's saying, please, you know, hold on to your faith. Okay? And I see family members. I see angels with you, like a beautiful divine team. And he's just asking that you slow down, you know, relax and breathe a little bit, Lisa. He's saying you need a little bit more peace right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just stop a little bit. Slow down. You know, maybe sit and have, I don't know if you like to have tea or anything like that, but he's saying sit and just, you know, talk to me.
Okay,
he really wants to help you, hon. Like I said, he's always with you. And your beautiful little girl, She's handing you these beautiful flowers, beautiful red flowers. And she's saying, Mommy, I love you. And we all love you. Okay? And she wants you to believe in yourself and believe that you deserve to be happy, because she's saying, Mommy, you really do. Okay? Now, when I started connecting, Ginger was talking about, you know, like you said, your creative abilities are going to help you to go forward and make, you know, like turn something into a business, you know? So I really feel that as well.
Okay.
Do you like poppy flowers? Because I was like, I don't know, I was asking Ginger, what are the flowers? They're poppies, little poppies. Does that have any significance?
I love poppies. Liliana's name was going to be Poppy.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, well, that's just, you know, that's a sign saying, you know, that you're loved and, you know, your family is with you. And Lisa, you're going to be able to heal. And I'm also getting, you know, you have the soul of a healer. So it's time for you to help, you know, give some of that beautiful healing energy to you. And I feel like, you know, going forward, you're going to use that energy as well to help others. So Ginger's coming in and she's saying, Lisa, let your path be your own path. You know, this is your time to choose what you want. Okay? And she's just saying you are so needed in the world, hon. Okay? So please know, like I said, that we're all with you. I see your dad sending you so much love, hon. Okay? And your little one and Gizmo, they're all sending love. And they're saying, you know, that the bond that you have with them never dies. It's always there with you.
Beautiful.
So if you focus on the love that they are sending, you're going to see how stronger and deeper it can get, Lisa. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
So just focus on, you know, what's good, the memories that you have that are good, everything, you know, your beautiful fur baby, and know that, you know, you're surrounded with all this love, Lisa, and your family, like I said, they're with you and they're so proud of you, and they're going to assist you to have the courage that you need to go forward, okay?
Thank you.
And know that you're, like I said, you're not walking alone, and there's going to be, you know, you see challenges, but with challenges there will also be blessings, okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, happy birthday, hon. God bless you. And I'm going to turn it over to Liz for more messages, okay? Thank you, hon.
Hi, Lisa. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Happy birthday. What a beautiful day to be born. So I had pulled some cards for you, and what I'm getting is don't give up on the dream. Don't give up on the fairy tale. You know, what you once thought life could be, all the grand illusions about, you know, wonderful love and all those things, they're not fake. They're not untrue. They're very true. They're still out there for you to have. So go back to that time. Go back and dream those big dreams on everything, you know, the job you want, and the life you want, the things you want. Dream big. It's not too much. The universe wants us to ask for the most. And the number of this card is 8, which is just abundant, you know, infinite abundance, and it's there. It's available. So, you know, open your mind. Set out for the biggest, craziest things that you have ever thought of. You know, claim them as yours. So this is the dream walker, and it says dreams, the collective good, illusions, and it's all about that, the universal, the law of attraction in the universe. You know, what we ask for comes to us. So we want to put positive things out there. Put those big dreams out there, because the universe wants to give us what we want. Now, as far as your relationship, you know, the bad things, the feeling like you're in survival mode, the promises that didn't get kept, all those things, they're a thing of the past. They were a learning curve, they were a stepping stone, all those things. They were something
that you needed to go through in this lifetime to have done it, right? It's just one of those things that we have to do. It was part of your path that you signed up for, but it's over. Once you've done it, you know what it, you've lived it, you've been through it, you get it. And so the last card that I had is the High Lady of Love and Compassion. So it's you coming back really fully loving yourself, embracing yourself for who you are, and being okay with it, no matter what anyone else says to you. You are you. You're a beautiful person. You have a beautiful light. You have so much to share with the world, so much so that it is healing. It's therapeutic for yourself, but for others as well. Because when we share our story, there's someone that needs to hear it, and they need a part of that, and it helps them to heal themselves. And as we share it and we get that those acknowledgments that someone needed to hear our story, because they will come and tell you that, hey, I needed to hear that, that we heal ourselves. We know the importance of sharing. So you're really, really going to tune into deeply loving yourself fully for who you are, embracing who you are, seeing your beauty and all that you have to offer the world, because that's truly who you are. That's what you came here to do and to be, is a person of pure love and light. And it's all within you. It's all there. And so I pulled one last card for you from my own deck, and it's be known for your kindness. So when you go out in the world, be kind to others. You know, just shine that light, because kindness spreads, you know, just as fast as negativity and hatred. So be known for your kindness. Be known for your smile and the things that you can be kind about in the world. You know, that's our legacy, is what people remember about us. So I thought that was a very beautiful message for your birthday. And
thank you.
To know that you are returning to where you're meant to be, to a happy, healthy, beautiful place, you know, mentally and physically. So we wish you the best of luck, Lisa. We wish you a very happy birthday. And
thank you. We
want to hear from you again in the future.
Beautiful gift, girl. Thank you so very, very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in and sharing a little bit of your day with us.
Thank you for being there. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're
and you have an entourage of angels that are accompanying you. Now, after you get off the show, I saw Archangel Metatron, I saw Gabriel, Raphael, and Michael. And Archangel Uriel was saying, Lisa, I'm going to help you with that creativity. Because you really need to sort of like unleash those talents that you have. You're amazing. And Archangel Raphael and his healing angels are going to help you to release anything that no longer serves you and make a conscious decision, you know, in what you need to do for you. And Lisa, just keep affirming, I am safe and I am strong.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you, hon. We love you, honey.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
Thank you.
Good night, Lisa. Love you. Oh, how nice to have someone spend their birthday with us.
Yeah, that is truly beautiful. My goodness.
Oh, well, should we see if we have any more birthdays out there? What are the chances? Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, my goodness.
Area code 619, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name?
Oh, hi. My name is Jean.
Hi, Jean. Do you have a question for us?
Well, yes, I had a question. So I was just trying to inquire about this a man that I'm dating. I'm just wondering if we will be long-term, and wondering if it's like a soulmate type of connection, or is it like temporary?
Okay. Well, Jane, this is DC. It sounds as though that you have some doubts the way you presented the question.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the circumstances. There's a strong spiritual connection between us. Spiritual connection between us. However, the circumstances surrounding the relationship are a little shaky. So,
okay. Get like his energy. Sometimes he can go a little overboard with things.
Okay.
You know, he needs to be able to have moderation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To really make things a little bit better. You know, you're saying he's spiritual, but what the angels are showing me, he struggles like with his spiritual purpose. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. When you asked the question about, you know, remaining with him, I did not get a yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so his, like I said, with his energy, I did not get a complete yes. I got a maybe, but there's fear and there's doubt in regard to the relationship, so I don't know if it's on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's something like almost hanging over the two of you where you're not even able to really, like, get into the flow of the amazing, you know, wonderful energy of a relationship.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. As it stands right now, like I said, there's fear and there's doubt. I don't know if it's on both sides, but
probably so.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. So, the way it stands right now is like there's got to be a little bit, I think, more open communication between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
I know that would like truly help, like the communication. I can't give you like a yes, and I'm not even going to give you a no because the two of you have to, you know, first, Ginger's saying, my dog's saying, first you have to have a little bit more patience. Okay, and I do feel like there's like part of the story that's not seen yet. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So,
I mean, if you two are willing
to really communicate and work things out, you know, it may go in the right direction, okay?
Okay. Yeah, because I had a dream. I had a dream about this, and it was the dream was that, you know, we started a relationship, and then something was revealed later that kind of devastated me. It really hurt.
Okay.
So it was like something that, you know, like, yeah, so this is just confirmation. So thank you for that. Like, yeah, I just had this dream, like, and I have prophetic dreams, so I have to, like, you know, pay attention. But sometimes
and that's what
I'm
keep hearing. Like, Peter is saying to you, you know, have patience. The truth will be revealed, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to, you know, we can't give you, I don't think, a definite. But before I turn it over to Liz, I do see that, you know, there is a possibility of you two getting closer and the relationship can grow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is a beautiful spiritual connection. And I feel like, you know, whatever you guys are holding back from each other, it can heal with time if you guys are willing to work on this relationship.
Okay,
so Ginger's saying in the meantime right now, this isn't the time to give up, you know?
Okay,
so that's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Liz. And I thank you for calling in this evening.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for
helping. I was going to confirm what DC said because the first card I pulled out was iceberg and submerged. So definitely there's some hidden stuff there. And where, you know, I got, because I immediately felt like everything's not on the up and up. And so when I pulled that card, it was confirmation for me. And then as you and DC were talking, I'm like, oh my gosh, right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's three times, you know, that's the truth. So. But what shocked me was, just like DC said, I didn't feel like immediately it was a no, so either. So I agree, the communication is key, you know, be up front, have discussions, make sure that you, you know, divulge what's going to be deal breakers for you and that, you know, if something's up, you need to know now, right? Because the next card I pulled was wind and activation, and I was like, what? what I got confused about is that I didn't feel like it was a turn and run away. And I was like, huh, it was more that it activated you to work harder on the relationship. So, so I do believe there's a deeper connection there. I do believe there's more. And I think but the communication is going to be key. That's what I do firmly believe, you know, now it's making more sense that that would be, you know, what it is, you know, get it up out, you know, like I said, clear the air out front, you know, let's be
right.
open and honest. Let's get these things out of the way. Because obviously that's one of your fears, right? And if you don't talk about it, then you're going to attract it. So
you want to
put it out there and say, hey, let's just squash it now. So definitely, you know, and if you know and you're feeling that, you know, you have this connection, because we know, right, our intuition tells us, we immediately get mm-hmm. those feelings and all that stuff, the nudges and the little signs. So if you're having that feeling but you're concerned about these other things, bring them up right away. Even tell him about the dream, you know. That's
right.
not going to be something that's too over the top for him either. So that's, I think, the answer to your question. I think you see an
Yeah, I tried to, because I have asked him several times, but I think he's a little bit scared to tell me whatever it is. So I'll just be, like, kind of gentle and patient, I think, because I felt the same thing. So I was like, you know, there's something that is not being, you know, out in the, it revealed to me, and I don't want it to linger because I have emotional trauma around that kind of stuff.
Right. And, you know, and that's the thing, the fact that you already have the knowing, right? So you know, you're already expecting it. And, you know, maybe even saying that to him, listen, I already had this dream. I know something's going to come up. I'm okay. You know, let's clear the air now so we can get past it, because I just don't want it to come out later when it might be worse.
Right, okay.
You know, so now I could deal with it. It's still new and I could get over it or not. So I pulled you a card from my deck, and it's, you are your biggest cheerleader. So just like you were doing there, like, you know, right? You got the signs, you got the nudges, you got the, you know, you already know all this stuff. You didn't need to call us, but,
We don't mind,
but you already know, you know?
Yeah.
And so remember that you do have this power. You can know what's going on too, you know. So, you know, be your own cheerleader. Know that you have that gut instinct and own it. You know, that's what doing this is all about, is owning it and being ready to accept it.
Right, right.
The good,
okay.
the bad, and the ugly, you know. So so that's what we've got for you, Jean. I hope it helps you out. And, you know, call staff and let us know how everything goes, too. We love to hear follow-up from people.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll put you on hold. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, what a great call.
Yeah.
Two
great calls. When we think right up there, you can't make
it
up.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Well, should we take our next caller? We're moving right along this evening.
I think so.
All right. Area code 775. Can we have your first name, please? 775? I guess maybe they put us on hold.
I was hearing something in the background, Liz. Like they're, I don't know if they're muted, like, a little bit, or they have their volume low. It sounded like someone was trying to say something.
I thought so, too, and then I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I heard, like, a woman's voice. Well, we can put them back on hold, then, if that, you know, and bring them back in again.
We'll try it again in a few minutes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, how about we... take this one. Area code 415. You're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name?
Hi, this is Catherine in Washington.
Hi, Catherine. Do you have a question for us?
I'll kind of leave it up to a general. A lot of things happening in February, and just things. Anything about all the changes coming up?
Okay. Catherine, this is DC. Thank you for calling in. The first thing I was getting is there may be some issues with family or friends. Okay. If that's the case.
That's what's changing. It's
Yeah, well, it's still like
it's right more
right now,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So as that's still there and we're in Mercury in retrograde, do not try to push too hard. Okay?
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes if we just, you know, stay where we are, we need that before we can move ahead, okay? Are you having any kind of health issues?
Well, because of that kind of relationship stress, and I'm not sleeping a lot, but that's about it.
Okay, well, you know what? Try to find something, you know, that helps you to alleviate the stress. You know, whatever it is that helps you to alleviate stress. Are you worried about anything in a specific relationship?
I mean, I am moving out, so it's a living situation, and I found a place of my own.
Okay.
So that in 1 week
it'll be
over.
Okay. So there's a lot of changes, you know, taking place. You know, and you are listening to your angels because you are taking, you know, the action that is needed. So that is a good, okay? I mean, you're not procrastinating, so you are listening. And, you know, ask the angels if you need help along the way. You know, they'll help you. You know, ask them, you know, to guide you. They're always going to be there for you to, you know, to take the steps needed. And they're asking you to stay strong, okay, as you're doing all this. And, you know, you can draw upon strength from your angels and from the divine. They're here to help you. And, you know, they are concerned about the stress that you're having. They want you to have a healthy body. So they don't want you to, you know, be in that state of mind because, you know, dis-ease can turn into dis-ease so easily. Okay? And you know what? My dog Ginger's coming saying, you know what, I feel like it's time for you to take a break, you know, from being an adult, even if it's for a little while, and just do something, you know, that makes you feel good. That little girl inside you, that little inner child, she's crying out for your attention. And she's saying, you know what, we haven't had fun in a long time. And that makes me sad, okay? And she's saying, you know, you seem to be a little bit, like, critical of yourself, and you're amazing. So she wants you to remember that and to, you know, to love yourself and love yourself first. So as all of this is going on, I am getting that, you know, you're going through some spiritual things as well. I don't know if you've been feeling that.
Not as much with everything else going on, but I believe it.
Yeah. Well, the angels, you know, they're telling me, hon, that you're a light worker. And they want to help you to see yourself in a higher light. And that's the true you, okay? As well, they want to help you to boost your confidence, okay? And they're saying, you know, they want to get you back on track because you have so much work to do in this lifetime. And they're going to support you every step of the way. And, you know, part of your divine life mission is, you know, it requires you to be your authentic self, and they want to help you to do that. And you have worked so hard, is what they're showing me. And they want you to know that your efforts, you know, thus far are going to pay off. And I feel like you're going to go down that path and really connect with your spiritual purpose, okay? So they're saying, you know, take a little time, you know, just to meditate, maybe reflect, you know, sit in silence, and to get, you know, to get aligned with the true you. Okay.
Yeah. In a week. Next week I can do that.
It's going to be really beautiful. And what I'm seeing is Archangel Ariel is coming in, and she's riding on this amazing tiger, and she's coming to be a symbol of strength for you, to have the courage and strength needed to go forward. And as we know, like tigers, you know, they're very powerful animals.
Yeah.
And this beautiful angel, you know, and this beautiful tiger, they're coming in to give you like the courage and wisdom and the power to go forward. And I see, like, you know, things clearing out of your way. So moving out, you're clearing the old energy, okay? And overhead of this beautiful tiger in Ariel is an amazing dove that's bringing the peace that you're needing, okay?
Oh, right. Is Ariel usually associated with tiger? I haven't seen, I didn't know that she was connected, or that's just for this time.
Yeah, she is. And I don't know if you like to look at the stars in the sky.
Yeah.
So I'm getting, you know, this, my dog Ginger is saying go out and look in the sky and, you know, find a star that resonates with you and, you know, just say, you know, what you're wanting. And I'm getting, you know, that's like a star of hope for you, okay? So you have a lot that, you know, to look forward to. And Archangel Raphael is as well as coming in, and he's our angel of healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling you not be afraid. You will manifest what you're needing to go forward, okay? So Archangel Ariel, she has like a beautiful, like, pink aura, and Archangel Raphael, he has a beautiful green aura. So I don't know if you've been seeing, like, these colors around you.
Yeah. I usually see more of the blues and the greens.
Okay. Well, like, right now at this time, like I said, like, the beautiful, like, light pink would be Archangel Ariel, and then the beautiful green color would be Archangel Raphael. They want to specifically help you on your journey forward, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, be very proud of yourself. And Ginger's saying, before we let you go and turn you over to Liz, just remember that the universe has an infinite supply of whatever you're wanting. And she's saying, girlfriend, dream big, because there is no wish that is too big, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So she's saying, wish it, think it, and feel it, and soon you're going to have it, okay? So good luck to you, and she's asking that you stay in touch with us, and I'm going to turn you over to Liz. God bless.
Okay.
Hi, Catherine, it's Liz. I have the first card for you is Ancestors and Generations. So you have some ancestral crap you're dragging along with you, which a lot of us do. So it's asking you to, you know, take some time to cut cords with that. You can do, you can look up cord cutting meditations on YouTube or if you have a meditation app or whatever. Just look one up, Google it, and do it. And cutting cords, we have energetic cords to all kinds of things. Every person we've ever encountered in our life, we have an energetic cord. And, of course, depending on how closely we are related to them, you know, maybe a very thin cord or it may be a very, very super tough cord. usually the people we are closest to, we have these big fat cords with. But sometimes we bring cords with us from other lifetimes and other generations of people in our lineage. So every once in a while we need to, you know, cut ties with them and stop letting them suck our energy. So just find any cord cutting meditation to simply get rid of anything that no longer serves you, that doesn't belong to you. It's time to release it. Let those things go. Heal generational patterns and things like that. Because, you know, we tend to repeat what we have lived through or what we've heard about in our past, right? So it's not a bad thing, but it's not always a great thing either. So you know, it's time for us to say, nope, you know, I'm going to go my own path. I'm going to do my own thing, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with doing what works for you, even though it's not what you know. And all this time, all this holding in of yourself that you've done, not being you, not being completely comfortable, is all coming to an end, and it's all coming to a payoff. When you get to your new space, to your new home, you're going to be very, very comfortable. You're going to feel very, very free. You're going to, for the first time, feel at peace. You're really going to be just like a big sigh of relief because it's yours, and you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. No one else is going to tell you. And that's, you know, a lot of times if we haven't experienced that before at all or not for a long time, we can forget how very, very powerful and important that it is to make our own decisions and to live our own way. Not that there's anything wrong with compromise and working something out with someone, but sometimes we compromise ourselves too much to the point where it becomes breaking, you know, breaks our spirit. And I really get that this is a big spiritual transition for you. The last card in your spread was clouds and shape shifting. So you're floating off to this new place, and you're transitioning into the person that you truly want to be, because no one's going to criticize you. No one's going to say, oh, you're wearing that out in the public. You know, you're saying, I'm wearing whatever I want. So bad about it. You're just going to say, no, I like this. It's my flow. It's what I like. And it's okay. It's okay. Like, whatever makes us feel good is okay. No one else should tell us or criticize us or make us feel bad or, you know, try to make us second guess ourselves. So don't be afraid. Get ready, because you are about to embark on the most magical part of your life. And the card I pulled for you out of my deck is, no journey can begin without your first step. So even more confirmation that this is going to be a beautiful chapter for you. You're going to grow and blossom and share what you have and find your niche, find where you belong, find where you're comfortable and where your tribe is. This is all coming for you. So don't be afraid. Get excited. Get ready.
Great.
It's all about to start.
Moving is hard for like a year or so. It takes a while to get all that figured out.
Yeah, getting it settled in and all that, but it's going to come very quick to you. And are you in Washington State, Catherine, or Washington, D.C.?
Yes. State.
You're in Washington State? Oh. So look up my friend out there, Everyday Living with Candace West. She runs
Candace.
Great programs out there. Candace West.
Oh, okay.
She has a Facebook group, and she does color therapy, all kinds of stuff. She's a great, great energy healer. And I think, you know, connecting with somebody in your area that can help you adjust and find your people. she'll be a great help. She's really, really fun. So, find her. She'll be... You'll make a good connection there, and you'll find what you need to get you going on your path for sure.
Great. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And give us a bit call back and let us know how you make out, Catherine. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to know how people do, you know? So we're excited.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it's within the city, so it's not huge, but I think afterwards I'm going to take a trip, like a, you know, 3 or 4 day, a long weekend, to, like she said,
go have
the fun part.
Definitely. That's going to be so wonderful. I feel like you're going to have some kind of an awakening while you do that. And don't forget to connect with that beautiful inner child, because that's going to be, you know, much needed, and it's going to be well-deserved, and it's going to be meaningful, very, very meaningful for you.
Oh, good.
That sounds ideal.
you know it, like your heart knows it, and then your mind is like, oh, I can't. I'm moving is expensive. I can't spend more on a weekend away, you know. So you
right.
kind of go back and forth. But I know it's important.
Yeah. Okay.
The money's
always going to
be there.
Do you have, like, a vehicle?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, just have, like, everything checked before you go on any trips, okay?
Yeah.
The fluids
okay.
and different things.
I need some new brake pads.
Get everything, yeah, checked out before you start, you know, moving on down the road there, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a great evening, Catherine, and give us a call back and let us know how everything goes.
Yes, Catherine.
Okay, thanks. I'll keep listening.
All right.
Wonderful.
Oh, how exciting. I'm glad I could hook her up with my friend, too. She'll get a lot of help.
My goodness, that is truly amazing. She was meant to call in.
I was just, as you were talking to her, Candace popped in my head, and I thought, oh, this is, she needs to connect with her. She's out in Washington State, so close.
Yeah,
and,
oh, that's
and then she's a,
cool. Yep. Very
she's
cool.
An excellent energy person and coach too. You know, she does a lot
wow.
of what I do. But so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's nice to have people near you that you can find too.
But it is. I mean, this is great that we can connect with people all over the world. But sometimes people do want to meet up with people in their area. You know, definitely.
Wow.
That's awesome.
You never know when it'll come in handy.
Definitely.
All right.
Well, especially meeting up with you when with your Airbnb, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
If you ever want to come to upstate New York, well, and you and I aren't that far away either, ironically, and we were connected through this show, so you just never know.
You don't. You know what? And there, like you said, there is no space or time or anything. Really, we're just
no.
You know, we're that close to each other. It's crazy.
That's true. All right. Well, should we get another caller on the air?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Area code 203. Could we have your first name, please?
Hello, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Do you have a question for us?
Well, I'd like to know what I'm doing with my job. I'm not I'm just not certain I'm going to stay where I am. I'm just not certain. So I wanted to know what you saw for me this year.
Okay. So let's see. You're planning to know about the year of 2022. Okay. Well, you know what, this is funny that you asked that because this is a time of reevaluation for you. So, you know, it's a great time, you know, to think about things like that. And my dog Ginger is coming in and saying, you know, if that's something that you're wanting, you have the power to change that. You know, take one step at a time. And you're going to have the opportunity to find, you know, a better position. If that's something you're interested in or a promotion, and she's saying your energy this year, you know, is really powerful. Just use it to focus on improving, you know, your career situation. And she's saying you're more creative than you ever were. And this is your year to use that creativity to really find, you know, find what you're wanting. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted, I don't know. I just made a change. So this is the change.
It's
I
up
just
to you
started
if that's what you're wanting.
Yeah,
but
I'm just
my dog
not
is
sure.
Okay. Ginger's coming in and she's saying, girlfriend, you know, maybe think about, you know, not working as hard because it really doesn't mean, you know, if you work harder, you're going to make more money. Okay. And, you know, we believe that if you're doing something that you love, the money will follow. Okay. I'm also getting, have you thought about maybe something part-time with someone else, like some kind of a, you know, a partnership where you do something together? Because I feel like there's prosperity in that area as well. So I don't know if
thought about doing something part-time maybe to start off with? Because I'm getting entrepreneurial possibilities are around you. I feel like when you think about changing things, you just, like, your energy, like, is so nervous. It's not thinking with, you know, like, oh, my, this is going to be, like, wonderful. You get scared. Like, there's, like, a very nervous energy.
Well, I just made a change. And I was not certain if the change was going to work out. And here I am. And, you know, I'm in it. And I'm not certain. And I'm still not certain it's going to work out. So,
well, I'm
I don't want to keep changing every 2 weeks.
You can do things. You do things slowly. Stay there. But you can make some more money even on the side. I'm hearing that you're very creative. I'm getting social networking. Okay, so I do feel like there's other, you know, there's other outlets for you to make, you know, more money. Okay, but I feel like, you know, like with change comes fear for you. So that's what the angels are showing me. Okay, what is it that you do creatively? My dog is saying, you know, Mom, she's creative, she's talented.
I just at work, you know, I mean, I like to use my creativity, you know, when I can, but it's hard. I'm an engineer, you know, so,
okay,
you know, there are opportunities to be creative, but.
Okay. I, you know what, I still feel like, you know, doing something on the side, like doing what you're doing, of course, but you have so much talent that's within that you're not connecting with. And the talent that I'm talking about, I feel like, you know, it's hidden deep within you. And this is something that you brought in from a past lifetime. Like you're bringing this, you know, forward. So I feel like you're going to, you know, it's going to come to a point where you're going to really say, you know what, I know what she's talking about. You're very talented. You have so many nice abilities. And, you know, you will, you know, connect with, you know, that beautiful talent and creativity.
Okay. All right,
okay.
I'll think about that some more then.
Well, you know what? All you have to do is think about what you love. Like for me specifically, I used to watch the Long Island Medium, and my niece and I watched a marathon that was on for hours and hours, and I said to her that, oh, my gosh, this is so funny. I'd love to do something like that. Well, lo and behold, the universe was listening and put the ball into motion, okay? I never would have chosen this. I couldn't even have dreamed that I would do this. And all of a sudden, you know, there I was. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it started with me, like, watching the Long Island Medium. It doesn't get easier than that, you know? So just chill out,
yeah.
Ginger Saint, chill out, relax, and just connect with things you love, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Liz now, hon. God bless you.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Michelle. It's Liz. So...
Hello.
Let me start with, holy crap, you're a woman engineer. So how few and far between do we hear that that's happening? And we have so many young women who are aspiring to be in the engineering field. So I think it's very cool. My son just graduated high school 2 years ago and was in mechanical engineering. So to see the girls that were in his group of students there, because he was in what they call PTEC course. And there was a bunch of girls in that group of study with him. And I thought, how cool is that? And one of the teachers said that when she was a young girl, it was unheard of to have women go into science and engineering. So that's a big feat on its own. And, you know, the world has changed so much in the last couple of years. I feel like there really is something, that you're going to actually create and capitalize on around what you enjoy doing. So I'm going to start actually your reading in reverse because the card I pulled from my deck was really the perfect way to start the reading. And it's advice from the sun, no matter how many times you go down, always get back up. And when I wrote that card, it was just a reminder that, you know, we're always told in life that when we don't make, when something doesn't work out, right, it's a failure, it failed, it's not right. But, I mean, you're in engineering, right? So you build things until you figure it out, right? You perfect it. You keep, you have mistakes and you have to like, oh, that didn't work. We got to try something different, right? And that's what you do until you get mm-hmm. the right thing. That's how life is. We're all engineers of our own life.
Yeah.
So, you know, the crazy ideas that you're like, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's going to pan out. Throw them against the wall because they're going to stick, ironically, is really how I feel. And what doesn't work, you're going to be able to tweak to make work, and you're going to, I agree with DC, you've got something that's coming that you're creating that you don't even know you're creating. That's going to be big. So the first card I pulled for you is the Spirit Whisperer, Divine Guidance and Higher Knowing. So right away, I know that you need to take some time to connect with your higher power, some meditation time, even if it's 10 minutes a day of just quiet. Start making that connection. Through that connection, you're going to get ideas. You're going to get messages. You're going to get the things you need to know to make this idea come to fruition. It sounds crazy, but guess what? When you silence your mind and leave this open space, it's wide open for new information. It's crazy. And some of the things you get, you'll be like, what does that have to do with anything? And then in 2 weeks, you'll say, oh, it all comes together. You'll get all the pieces to the puzzle. So do yourself a favor and start doing some meditating, even just 10 minutes a day, because you're going to get all these insights and things you need to know. So the second card is the Dreamwalker, and that's you creating something out of nothing. And there's an infinite abundance in it. It's the number 8 card. And it's just about that continuous flow of this is going to work, because that's how the universe is. When we're taking the messages from our higher self, we are putting out there exactly what the world needs at that time. And it reciprocates to us. We get all, you know, we get the money we need, we get all the things we need, they just come. They show up, the people, everything. Crazy. And then the last card was lightning and power. So you're going to be in charge. You're going to make this stand. It's going to be really big. People are going to notice and see you. You're going to stand out. So, you know, you said you just made a change, and I don't think that you're going to make a change immediately. You're going to stay where you are because you need to do it to get through, but you're going to start creating this other thing on the side, and it's once you get going, it's going to be like this ball that just can't stop. It's going to keep grabbing all the things that it needs to keep propelling it forward. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until finally it's time to roll it out, and it's just going to be boom right there. It's going to take the forefront, and you're going to have no problem. And that's going to be what you do. You're going to do your thing that you created. It's going to be amazing. You're going to be happy. You're going to love it. You're going to, you know, you can't help but be elated when something that you create is successful. So you're just, you're about to really create a beautiful, beautiful thing for yourself and your life. So it is coming. But take that time to meditate. Take that time to tap in. And you know, stick with the job you're doing, because there's valuable information there just in the day-to-day rigmarole. You know, sometimes we need to discipline ourselves with that for a little bit. And it's going to sustain and get you through.
Yeah, and that thing that might be so interesting to me could be part of this job somewhere, you know, somewhere
that
part of it.
Right,
you know,
it may even fit in that. That's a great possibility.
Yeah.
But don't cut yourself short of getting the credit that you deserve either. You know? So, I see big things for you. I see big things happening, and you have a lot of power within you that you need to own and say, yeah, I can do this. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I know what I'm doing in my field. And embrace that and, you know, really stand up tall about it, because that is who you are. That is, I mean, again, you're a female engineer. It's huge. It's huge in this world. Even if you want to think, oh, it's nothing, it's a big deal. I'm going to tell you it's a big deal. Because there's so many people that do poo-poo it aside. It's a huge, huge deal. Because you're in a field that's male-dominated, and it's hard. It's hard because of that.
It is hard.
And there, and you're selling, and you're doing well. So embrace it. Stand up a little taller.
Yeah.
Hold your head a little higher.
Well, it's hard. Oh, thank you. Well, we'll see what happens. It's hard when, you know, you first start anything, too, because you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
Everybody's, like, running high speed, and, you know, you don't know what's going on.
That's okay. You're exactly where you are meant to be. You're not behind anyone, and you're not in front of anyone. You're right where you're supposed to be. So don't worry about them. They've got their own things going on, and you've got you going on. So don't let that stuff deter you, because you are exactly where you're meant to be, and you're doing exactly what you're meant to do. So don't think you're not. All right. So head a little higher, back a little straighter.
Okay.
Because you should be very proud of where you are and where you're going and what you're capable of, because you're capable of a lot more.
Mm.
And you're going to do it. You're going to succeed. All right, Michelle.
All right. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a great evening, and call us back and let us know how things go, okay?
Okay. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, another beautiful reading, Liz.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think you can compliment females that are in male-dominated careers enough, because it's very, very difficult. Work in those
It truly is.
You worked in a male-dominated field as well. It's
yep.
It's tough. And they, you need a little bit of reassurance sometimes.
Yes.
But I think it's huge to me. You know, and a huge to a bunch of 20-year-old girls that I saw graduate an engineering program 2 years ago, you know, that need someone like her to be there for them as they make their way in the world. So it's a big deal.
It is. It truly is.
So, okay. Enough about that. Female empowerment. That's my second calling, I think. or tenth calling.
Great.
I'm not sure. So are we ready for our next caller?
Yeah, definitely. I'm just, you know what?
Right.
I'm at my phone that stays charged until the show's over, because I guess I blew out all the outlets.
Boy, oh boy. Crazy.
I'm going to need you to put a little thing there, like, you know, that DC is, I don't know, whatever. Meatloaf did it. Tell them. Meatloaf, Joan, and Betty White did it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
They blew my power. My goodness.
Good thing Bob didn't come. We'd probably still, I'd be on here alone tonight.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We're going to keep rolling along. As long as I have power, I'll be here, Liz. As long as my phone doesn't die.
Sounds good. We'll see if we can get everybody in. All right.
Boy.
Area code 904. Do we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, please. Well, can I get a general, please?
Sure.
Let me get out of my way and listen for a change.
No. Well, I do feel like you're, Stacy, you're in the energy of manifesting, you know? So I don't know
mm-hmm.
if you're feeling that.
Yes,
just,
I am.
You know, make sure you're filled with that beautiful self-confidence, okay?
Okay.
And my dog Ginger's coming in. She's saying, girlfriend, you're highly intuitive.
And you're an inspiration to all that know you. And you have the ability to create the reality that you're wanting. And she's showing me that you have leadership qualities and you're very assertive. And she's saying, just keep going forward to what it is that you are wanting. And she's saying the next step is success, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of angels around you. I don't know if you put what you're wanting into prayer form, but I'm hearing that the angels have been listening to you. They want you to stay optimistic. And it's not a bad idea to say positive affirmations. And I'm also getting, whatever it is that sort of wasn't going completely the way that you want it, it's going to improve, okay? So just stay focused on, what it is that you're wanting, and you will manifest what you're needing and more, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, the angels are sort of like moving things out of your way. They're helping to heal like any anxiety, any limiting patterns that you may have, belief patterns, and letting go of the fear that you have. And I see once that's done, I see like the abundance coming in so much faster. But one of the things is that we have to trust that we deserve these good things and expect them, okay? And when they do come in, we, not only expect them, but then accept them, okay? Mm-hmm. What are your special talents and gifts? Because Ginger's saying she's really talented, Mom, and gifted.
Well, I'm very creative. I design stuff.
Beautiful.
I like to broken pieces and make masterpieces. So I see the beauty in somebody else's trash, and then I create these pieces, and they're like, "Oh, where you get that from? That's so unique!" All broken pieces put together. So.
Well, that's really and unique, and I feel like you can really do something with that. People are going to want to buy those pieces. Like you said, it caught their eye, and they're really embracing them. So, I feel like you have a way of creating what you find and put together and manifesting with it. Okay.
Mhm.
And I am hearing the word success around you, so I think that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So I would just keep doing what you're doing and, get to the point where you, start putting them on display, even if it's like, via the internet, and allow those creations to start bringing in what it is that you're wanting, okay?
Okay.
So I really feel, that's awesome. Okay, what was Ginger showing me? Okay, I feel like you're starting to drive really fast. So that means that I feel like there's going to be, like, positive changes that may happen, a little bit faster maybe than you're even expecting. Were you planning on going somewhere?
Not really.
Okay, because I feel like there's energy around that. And it could be, it could be where your heart, is, really filled with, the happiness and joy of what you're creating. Okay. And that too could be like a journey that you take, but you don't like leave where you are. And I'm getting, believe in yourself, and you sort of got to step out of your comfort zone a little bit. Really put yourself out there. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, because I just graduated, so I'm embarking on to, it's still in my field, but in a management position now, because I got a business degree. So
okay,
it's like I'm excited, but I am so scared, but I know I have to make that step.
You've got to move on, and that's what Ginger's showing me. Like you're moving forward really. Okay, and she's saying you've got to really, start to dream big, and she wants you to write that down where you can see it every day.
Okay.
And, don't worry about, like you said, you put, like, little pieces together, and you can't do that with, this beautiful, adventure that you're going on.
All right.
It's sort of, it's going to like come up, it's coming together a lot faster than your masterpieces, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel like there's some kind of travel coming up. Like the first part of it was metaphorical, but I do feel like there's travel coming.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Maybe in a new job or something. Okay.
There could be. And Ginger's saying, don't forget to love yourself, okay? I
sure.
don't know if you give yourself self-love that you truly deserve.
I think I'm
but,
so hard
you know,
on myself, though.
Yeah. You know, you've got to do that mirror work when you, you know, when you get in front of a mirror, the bathroom is a good place. Just tell yourself how much you love you. Open your heart to the love, you know, that you have within. Breathe it in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and allow yourself to feel that beautiful love, okay? So I'm getting, you know, that you've got to, you know, you've got to affirm that you're lovable and you've got to, you know, you've got to do this every day is what the angels are showing me, okay? And part
okay.
of it is just being, you know, being open so others really get to know the real you. Does that make sense? But you've
yeah.
got to know you. Okay, yeah, it's interesting. She's got to know herself first, and then others will love to get to meet the real you. And you are very creative, and what you like, what you are making, it is very unique. Okay? And I feel the energy flowing into those beautiful creations, okay?
Okay.
So just watch. You don't let emotions, like, interfere with your beautiful work, okay?
Sure.
Okay? Yeah, and I just feel like this is, like, a beautiful time of renewal for you. So it's going to be really, really beautiful.
Okay?
That's what I have. I hope it made some sense. I'm going to turn you over to Liz.
Yes.
And
thank
I thank you.
You
so much for calling in this evening.
Thanks.
All right, Stacy, it's Liz. And the first card I got for you was Milky Way. And, you know, everybody has different points of view. And as you talked about your artwork, and you said, oh, you know, I take this trash and I make it, you know, other people come along and say, oh, it's so beautiful. And you're like, oh, it's just garbage. It's awesome. But it's awesome. You know what I mean? And there's so many people that use that as artwork, you know, as well
mm-hmm.
in different ways. Everybody has their own unique expression. And there's the Japanese art form, and I was going to look it up, but I didn't, but where they take the broken pottery, right, and they glue it back together and they fill the cracks with gold because they believe
mm-hmm.
that the cracks is where the light gets in, just like DC said at the beginning of the show. and it's, you know, but it's true, you know, those broken pieces, right, you put them together because you're using some form of emotion from you that you're, you know, expelling through artwork, which is beautiful, you know, and it's an emotion of joy because you enjoy what you're doing. So make sure you're always creating
Liz,
joyous time. Mm-hmm.
Liz, DC, I think you were referring to, what is it, Kintsugi?
Yes, yes. I knew you had talked about it once, and I'm like, I should Google this,
yeah,
but I'm
yeah,
like, oh,
yeah.
if I do, they'll get lost.
Yeah,
I'll
no, that's
like train of thought if I Googled it. Yeah.
And you know what that's for her, too, when she looks at her artwork, is to embrace who she is, you know, because it represents all of us, like we're all perfectly imperfect. There's no perfect person. Everybody has, you know, their imperfections. And embrace,
absolutely.
You know, the unique imperfections that we all have.
100%. And that's
yeah.
why people find it beautiful, right? Because they see the beauty in that brokenness. That's why they enjoy it. And they say, oh, I love this. Because something in it sticks out to them and says, ooh, you know, that's you. That's part of you. So it's beautiful. Don't stop doing what you're doing because it is beautiful. And get yourself an Etsy shop or go to the local farmer's market or, you know, craft event or whatever and start getting it out there. And don't undersell yourself, you know. Think about your time that you put in. And put those pieces out there because there are people that are willing to pay for them. Don't be ashamed. You have a gift, truly. And people are already recognizing it and telling you about it. So embrace it and take it. Because everybody sees art in a different way, right? Everybody finds beauty in different things. So don't ever underestimate. Even if you don't get it, it's going to make sense to someone else.
Okay.
And I agree with DC in the manifesting. I don't know if you're on at the beginning of the show, but I talked about when Mercury retrograde ends here on February 3rd, we're going into a period, I believe it's 3 or 4 months, where no planets will be in retrograde. So we're going to be in a very, very powerful forward-moving energy for that time where things are going to come rapidly. And what we ask for and what we want are going to just start showing up very quickly. So, you know, the new moon is coming on Monday. Take some time to write down some intentions, some things that you want to bring into your life going forward here in this year, in the coming months, in the coming weeks. You know, make a list of the things that you want and put them out there during the full moon. You know, full moons are for manifesting. Just say, you know, I asked for these things, or, you know, I release the outcome of this for my highest good. So that you're not attached to the exact outcome of what you have written down on the paper, because the universe may have something much better in store for you. You want to allow ways for them to bring you whatever it is that they have, because it'll be 10 times what you even asked for, which is wonderful. So, go ahead and, you know, take some time with that energy. Take advantage of it. We are here now. And, you know, again, this Mercury retrograde energy where there's a lot of confusion, a lot of technical difficulties going on. It's not a great time to sign contracts and do things like that. Breathe through it next week. Just breathe. You'll be fine. We'll all get through it. But, you know, just take this as it is. Don't get too upset about anything that goes on for the next week, because it just is the tail end of this energy moving through. Don't get discouraged by anything that happens. Just say, huh, you know what? It's okay. And give yourself the self-talk. Do yourself your self-love talk. I am beautiful. I am wise. I am healthy. I am happy. I am all that I need. We have to be the ones to love ourselves first. Nobody should love us more than we love ourselves. So we need to really, really work on that. And we'll never find the person that loves us as much as we love ourselves if we don't fully love ourselves. So make sure that you're really, really embracing who you are, because who you are is beautiful. It's perfect the way it is. This is how you were meant to be, perfectly imperfect. And, you know, really embrace that and start to step into and enjoy you, the quirky things, all the, you know, the things that you're learning. You're going to step into a new job. That's scary. You know, we get a little nervous. But embrace who you are. Embrace that you're learning. Be okay when you make a mistake and say, okay, I didn't know any better. It's all right. You know, don't be afraid to make a mistake either, because that's what we're here for. That's what life is all about, is, you know, finding our way, finding the right way. So, you know, don't be afraid to say that. Don't be afraid to say, I'm not sure what to do because I've never been here before, and ask for help either, because we don't know what we don't know until we know. So, you know, step into this new job. Be excited for it. As you know, I know it is nerve-wracking to go into a new position. You're nervous because you don't know, but be excited too. You know, you can be a little nervous, but say, you know what, I'm excited. I'm excited for this new chance, this new opportunity. You know, I can't wait to do this. This is what I went to school for, to become, right? This is my chance. This is when I get to do the thing I worked for. So be excited about that. Pat yourself on the back for the, you know, the milestone accomplishment. You got through school. You did that. That's a big deal. I know we haven't really been able to celebrate the last 2 years, but, you know, say, hey, you, good job. I'm proud of you, right? That can be an affirmation every morning. I'm proud of you. Just to yourself in the mirror. I'm proud of you. You can do hard things, right? Because you did it. You made it through. The last 2 years has not been easy, especially for schooling, and you did it. So be proud of yourself. Give yourself a hand. Have yourself a piece of cake or an ice cream cone, whatever you need to do, a nice dinner, and say, hey, good job, because you should be proud of you.
but you are getting ready to move forward in a beautiful space, and you want to excel in it. And so, you know, be who you are, be genuine. And the last card I pulled for you was from my card deck, and it says, a kind word can change someone's whole day. So just remember that, you know, when you're out in the world, when you're doing your new management position, sometimes just saying something nice to people can change their whole perspective if they're not having the best day. And, you know, we never realize how far our little bit of kindness goes sometimes. So never be afraid to say something nice to anyone that you pass on the street or come in contact with throughout your day. And that's our message for you this evening. Stacey, I hope that helped
you. Thank you. Yes, it
does. You're welcome. Have a great evening, and let us know how things go for you, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. How nice.
It was beautiful, really, really beautiful.
Yeah. Big things coming for people, you know, this energy. Well, this whole year we know big things are coming, but, you know, as we just transition and make our way through, we got to get over this tough hurdle at the beginning of the year, and then we're going to see some amazing things happen all at once, I do believe.
Yeah, I did
too. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we got about 20 more minutes, a couple more callers here, so we'll see where we can get to. How's that sound? Your phone is still alive and well.
Yes, so far so good, Liz.
All right. We'll pick up our next caller. Area code 720, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Randy.
Hi, Randy. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I was working as a nanny. I'm still working as a nanny. But my employer, she lost her job, so she had to lay me off. And I'm just wondering, like, how soon you see me getting a job.
Okay. Okay, so you were working as a nanny, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And you lost a job, you said?
Well, because she can't pay me now. they can't afford
me. Oh, okay.
Me.
Okay, I've got it. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Well, you know what? The first thing I'm getting is my dog is saying, please don't worry about it because you're a great manifester. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm still worried.
Yeah, don't worry. No, you can't worry. Okay.
I know.
That's not a good thing. She's saying if you start worrying, then you know what? You slow down your manifestation, hon, okay?
I know.
Yeah, you can't worry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see. Okay. Let's see. I'm not getting too long. I'm not getting an exact amount of time yet, but I'm getting it's not far off, okay? So you've got to believe in yourself and think about, like, what it is that you want to do, okay? Do you have any idea what do you want to do, like, what you want to do going forward? Because I'm getting you have, like, you're surrounded with a sense of lack, there's worry, and you've got to get rid of that, okay?
The thing is, I can't collect unemployment.
Okay.
I'm
getting, you know what, I'm getting, like, February is coming up. I feel you're going to get something within a month. But you know what I feel, too, like, part of the situation is you weren't getting paid what you were worth.
That's
okay, I feel like you were worth more.
Yes,
and
probably.
The angels are saying, you know, if you could choose what you wanted, what would be, like, your dream job? Now's the time to start really, you know, visualizing it. And it's going to help you to go forward, you know?
Yeah, I'm working on a business, like, on the side, but I still need my income.
in the meantime. So my dream job is not to be a nanny, but I love nannies.
Right. Well, yeah, no, this is, and you weren't getting paid like what you were worth too. But this is, you know, like you said, within this month is, you know, within a month, I'm getting, you know, so many possibilities is what I'm hearing.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know if you believe in karma, but my dog just kept coming in. She's saying, girlfriend, I don't know if you resonate with karma, but she's saying, watch for the doors that open because, you know, prosperity is coming your way.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, so I really feel like you will find, you know, a job that you're happy at, you know, and something that, you know, that you're wanting. And I'm getting, like, I'm saying, like, within a month. It could be sooner because Ginger's saying, girlfriend, open your eyes. It's right around the corner.
Okay, good.
Okay, so you've got to, you know, you've got to be mindful and you've got to open your eyes, okay? But you've got to let go of the energy of lack that you're holding on to because that can, you know, that can't help you, okay?
Yeah, right.
You know, and there's, you know, a lot of worry and the worry has to go too. So,
right. Well,
when she says right around the corner.
If I know I have a job around the corner, I can let go of the worry a little bit, so.
Okay.
I always feel like
the angels
I have
are with
to,
you. They're saying they're going to be walking with you, helping you.
Terrible,
you know, if you need a little help, just call out to your angels. Okay? But I really feel like while you were working, you know, in that past position, you felt that sense of lack even in that, you know, in that job.
Yes, I did. I felt very controlled. I felt like the parents were always home. There was cameras everywhere. The baby started crying.
That wasn't something. And
I don't know.
It was a hard situation.
Yeah.
And she's basically saying she was like out in the rain, like you're walking in the rain with the dogs, you know. So just keep positive and focus on only what you are wanting. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, when we get rid of that sense of lack, we bring in what we are wanting. So you're attracting a lot of, you know, financial abundance, and your worries are going to be, you know, put to rest, okay? And you have a lot of assistance from the other side.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so you're fine. You have to believe it and take this time to work on you. I'm getting someone from the other side is handing you a beautiful heart. I feel like it's a male that is around you. And I'm also seeing a woman coming in, and she has, like, a very, very vibrant personality. So if she were to walk in, like, to a room, everyone would, you know, have their eyes on her because she was just, like, really magnetic. Her personality was something. Yeah. So please don't worry, okay, and just take care of yourself, you know, and I'm hearing, you know, those on the other side of your family, and so they're so happy that you called in because they wanted to, you know, tell you that, you know, slow down and relax, okay?
Yes. Okay, good.
And just stay in the present moment. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Liz Hunt, okay? And I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Hi, Randy. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
It's so funny. She said, handing you a heart, the first card that I pulled was love and compassion, and it's two hands, one handing the other a heart. And that was when I was immediately sensing, when I pulled the card, I was sensing that next month is going to be when you see the job, find what you need
next month.
In the month of February. But then
okay.
saying that the handing of the heart was just even better. So, but I feel, you know, give yourself love and compassion. Appreciate this time that you have off to rest and rejuvenate yourself, to take care of yourself, to get yourself back in a routine and disciplined, right? Whether it's you need to add a little workout routine in the morning or a spiritual practice, whatever it is, eating better, whatever it may be, I feel like you need to get back in a routine. You need to get back to being healthy and focusing on that. So this is a good time to do that. And to me, the magic number is 3 weeks, right? 21 days to change a habit. So I feel like that's your timeline when things are going to start looking really good for you, when they start rolling in.
And the next card I got was Eyes of Beauty and Positive Expectations and Clarity. So put some intentions out there, what you're looking for. Just like I told the last caller, the new moon is coming on Monday, right? This is our time to put out what we want, excuse me, to the universe to manifest. So make a list of what you want. What do you want this new job to look like? What do you want to be able to do? You know, do you want to live comfortably? You want to make enough money to, so you don't have to worry. You want weekends off, whatever it may be. Write all those things down. Don't think it's outlandish. Just write it down, you know, close to home, whatever, work remote, whatever it is that you want from this job, write it down. Put it out there for the universe. It's going to find exactly what you need. Because the last card is the map maker of destiny, which is writing your own future, writing all the things, you know, designing what you want. Your path was laid out for you before you came here, but only to some degree. We still have free will, and we still can change what we have going on. So write your future. Write what you want to see happen in your story. So because you have this is the energy to do it. Again, the next couple months are going to be very, very fast-moving, forward-paced energy. So this is the time to do things like you want to do, creating your own business, finding your path, however that is you want to lay it out there. This is it. This is the time. So,
okay.
Then the card I pulled for you from my deck was perfect. Three deep breaths to relax, recenter, and refocus. So anytime you start to go into this worry energy, the energy of lack and, oh, no, what am I going to do? Close your eyes, take three deep breaths, and say, everything's going to be fine. The universe is always conspiring in my favor. Everything will be delivered in the divine timing because it's coming. I can't tell you how many times I have worried, and then, boom, here comes the thing that I need right at when I think it's almost the last second. It shows up out of nowhere because it's always coming, and you've experienced it too. So it's always, always coming. We don't have to worry. When we worry, we push it away. So we want to say, okay, I know you're coming. I'm ready. I'm ready to accept you anytime now. And it'll come. It'll come when we need it. So never fear because we always have everything that we need when we need it. And again, when you start to go into that panic mode or you find yourself in worry mode, three deep breaths. Close your eyes and three deep breaths. I'm okay. The universe always, you know, everything comes in divine timing. Because it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be more than okay. It's gonna be great. You are gonna be so excited that you just you have
getting healthy a lot.
Big things coming.
So thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. And call us back and let us know how things go, Randy. We'd love to hear back from our callers.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Oh, how nice.
Yes, really, really cool. A great night.
Well, yeah, I love when we can help callers out and they feel good. Because there is good things coming, you know, for all of us. We all have the potential to bring about amazing things if we want to. But, well, CC, we got about 11 minutes. We got one caller left. You want to?
Sure.
Read them?
Yeah, we can take them. Yes, definitely.
All right. Area code 951, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hey, it's Nathaniel Liz in D.C.
Hey,
Nathaniel.
Great to hear from you, hon.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, oh, you're welcome. What's your name, Nathaniel?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to check in. It's on the show.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your casino job. Ginger's saying, way to go, pal. You know, you did a great job, but there's still much more for you to do, Nathaniel. And she's saying, you know, you've got to think of what else you want to do, and you've got to keep looking forward and dreaming big, okay? I feel like, you know, this is a great time for you. You're working, and it's a beautiful place, you know. But I still feel like you can't, you know, stop thinking about, you know, the other goals that you have, and maybe they're in regard to your creativity, Nathaniel, okay? And Ginger's saying everything your heart's desire is in your hands, okay? So you've got to let yourself, like, let your imagination run free, okay, Nathaniel? And think about what else it is that you want to do. You're compassionate. You're kind-hearted. You know, you're a wonderful person, and you deserve, you know, all the good that you've been wanting. So have you been thinking about, you know, other things that you want to do, Nathaniel?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like a lot of motion around you. Have you been thinking about travel?
Not so much, but, you know, I was thinking of moving out of the area, but I got the job, but, you know, I wasn't.
Okay. Okay. I'm even getting, you know, there may be traveling in regard to your passion with music, okay? And Ginger saying you've got to step out of your comfort zone as well, Nathaniel. Okay?
Okay.
Just be you, you know, and when you're yourself, people are, you know, they're really attracted to you, okay?
Yeah.
So think about, you know, what it is that you want to do. And like I said, with the music that you play, like the children would really resonate, you know, with them sitting around you and you playing your beautiful guitar. Okay, Nathaniel? So, you know, take your time. You just got into your, you know, into your new job, of course. But when you get settled in, you know, make sure you think about your passion as well. Because I see you, like, gazing at the stars, and you're writing, you know, a beautiful story of your life, Nathaniel, and all the things that you want to include in that beautiful life, okay?
Okay.
So just know that you have the power, you know, to manifest what it is you're wanting, okay? And Ginger's given you one of those dandelions, but they're all fuzzy. When they turn white, they're all fuzzy. And she's saying, Nathaniel, come on, let's make some wishes, okay? That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Liz. And you take care, Nathaniel. And, again, congratulations on that new job.
Thanks, DC.
Hi, Nathaniel, it's Liz. I got to tell you, the first card I pulled out of my deck, I didn't even know it existed. It's the prison waif. Self-sabotage, poverty consciousness. So you've got to get yourself out of this self-sabotage mode. You are a man with talents and places to go and people to see. You have a lot to offer the world, so stop thinking that you don't, because you do. It's all... you have something to share, and people want it. So get yourself out of there. The poverty consciousness is, it's not just about thinking that you don't have enough. It's really not about that. It's about you not believing that you have a good enough connection with your higher self and your higher power. You have a great connection if you allow it, but you keep tuning it out by doubting yourself. So believe the nudges. Believe the signs that you see. Believe what you feel in your gut. That's all true. It's all real. Accept it and get yourself out of this oh, woe is me place, because there's a lot for you to offer to the world that they want, people are wanting, and you've just got to get it out there to them.
What was the term you just
You need to get what you have out there to the world. People want what you have to offer.
Okay.
And then the second card I got was the Lady of the Gift, and it's generosity, receiving, and withholding. So, you know, be kind. Doesn't always mean give away your whole bank, but be kind to people. Be generous, hold doors, do all those sweet things, say kind words. but also accept them when other people do them for you. When people try to be nice to you and offer you things, be okay with accepting them, because it is okay for people to think that we, to appreciate us. Somewhere along the line, you've been led to believe that you shouldn't be appreciated, and you should. So accept what people are trying to give to you in show of appreciation for things. And withholding, you know, don't hold back. Be your full self. Be your true, authentic, expressive self, because that's who you are. And that's what the world needs to see. That's what the world was meant to see about you, is the authentic you. So don't be afraid to share it. And the last card I got was forest and breath. So make sure you're grounding every day, Nathaniel. Make sure you're getting outside and closing your eyes and taking that deep breath and feeling yourself connected to the earth, feeling the air come into your lungs, feeling the sun on your face, feeling the rain on your face if that's what's going on that day. Make sure you're connecting with the earth. Make sure you're getting out in nature and you're taking some deep breaths of clean, fresh air outside, and just shutting off all the noise around you. If it's the busy sidewalk where you do it, that's okay. Tune out everything else and just feel that warmth on your face from the sun. Feel that air filling your lungs and feel that sturdy ground underneath your feet, because that's right there, that moment. That's what you've got. That's where you're connected to the earth. That's where you're sound and grounded, and you're fully embodying who you are. So don't be afraid to, you know, it's not even being afraid. Make sure you're doing it. Make sure you're getting out there every day and making that connection, because it's important for you. It helps you to stabilize. I feel like almost you need to do it every morning when you first get up. When you first wake up, step outside and breathe in a deep breath of fresh air and feel yourself right there in nature. Okay. And then when you get home at night, do the same thing. When you step out of the car in your home, take a deep breath. Feel your connection to the earth. Hear the sounds around you of nature. And, you know, that really, it's going to help you feel a lot more at peace, a lot more aligned with your day and with the universe. Feel a lot more comfortable. And when you're comfortable, you'll have a lot more confidence to do the other things that you need to do to bring forth your gift to the rest of the world too. And then the last card I pulled from my deck for you for a message was, the only person you should compete with is yourself. So don't look at anybody else out there, what they're doing, where they're going. Just stay in your lane, because Nathaniel, you're exactly where you're meant to be. And you're not behind anyone. You're not in front of anyone. You're not beside anyone. You're doing your own thing. Exactly where you're meant to be. Exactly where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be. So that's all you need to do. Try to be a little bit better than you were yesterday. That's what I do every day. Just try to be better than I was yesterday. I hope that helps you, Nathaniel. Congratulations on getting a new job. Casino job sounds fun.
I have a graveyard position there. Do you see me getting out of that soon?
I think it's a very rapidly changing job landscape. So I don't think you'll have a problem getting out of there. You're there. This is like, you know, this is where all the rookies have to start to get going. But, yeah, you won't be there long. A couple months.
I was going to call and try to get out of it, but I thought I'd just show up for the first, you know, few days or the first week. I got three more days of training to go, so I thought I'd wait, you know, finish the 3 days or finish off this week and maybe, you know, see if I can get transferred off, you know, by the end of the week. But
I feel like you're going to be there a couple months because it's just the beginning thing. You know, get through those first couple months. Get it under your belt.
I can't stay up to 9 o'clock in the morning and then drive home.
Well, it's a routine, right? You have to adjust. You have to get your schedule adjusted. But you won't be there long. You know, you're going to do it temporarily, because I feel like it's just what everybody has to go through. but it won't be right. It won't be very long at all. I feel by warm weather time, well, warm weather here in the northern hemisphere, or the eastern part of the United States. When it starts to get warmer here, you'll be coming off nights there. You're going to like it. You're going to enjoy where you are there, really, the job suits you. It works for what you've got going on. So don't be too hasty to run away or get discouraged by the time change or the time adjustment, because you're going to make the adjustment. It takes a couple weeks for us to get used to something new. So just bear with it. Stick it out, and you're going to be just fine. You're going to find you're actually going to become you're going to adapt to it shortly here, be used to it, and then it'll be time to change. But it'll be a welcome change.
I agree with you, and Ginger's saying you got to finish what you started, Nathaniel. Just keep going forward. You're going to be fine. Okay?
Super. Thanks a lot.
Take care, Nathaniel.
You're welcome, Nathaniel. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Well, great show, DC, and your battery held on the whole time. That's good.
Yes, it has held on. And if you could just leave a little message on our group page that the powers, I blew a couple outlets. I didn't. It was Joan, like it's a Joan
you.
Betty and Meatloaf, I think, but.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be back soon, Liz.
Yeah. Well, it's great to connect with you. We'll be back next week with Mary, and I believe she's going to have her special guest teacher that we didn't have last William Michael Ford.
Yes, that'll be wonderful. So, absolutely wonderful.
We're looking forward
to
that on our
To join everyone. I'm hoping to be there.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you, Liz.
Check
what an amazing
Liz,
night.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Beautiful
yes,
night.
Thank you as well. It was a great night. I was glad to be here. Always excited to be here with you, with Mary, with all of us, whatever it may be. Blown fuses and all. I love to be with you, ladies.
beautiful. Well, you take care. Good night, everyone. And we look forward to connecting again next week. Bye, Liz.
Absolutely. Bye-bye, DC. Good night, everyone. God bless.
Good night.